Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit Pulpcast from Redbud. First off, I wish every national was like this, huh?
Yeah, this was, the attendance was awesome. So, like, they obviously killed it again.
How do you feel about the Leap being moved, though?
I never went and looked at it. But I guess sometimes the light skies were doing it, so I guess it's still doable. But a lot of times it looked like they weren't doing it.
Yeah. As far as the day for your team, it's been up and down for you all year. Won one race with Joey, though. Not the greatest day for you today?
No, we had... If they got a good start, they fell down. If they got a bad start, they just moved up. So, like, starts weren't great. Austin, actually, first moto had a pretty good start. Second moto, he was right behind Martin when Martin went down and he fell down. So, got to work on starts. And I think they need to work on a lot of stuff.
Let's start with... Joey, won Lakewood. I kind of thought, I thought that was going to be kind of the breakthrough he needed to do after the first few rounds of not so well. But it hasn't happened since then. I was talking to Osho a little bit about it, but what's your take on Joey's season so far?
Subpar, not as good as last year by far. Not really positive we have what it is. I don't know. Like, just today said he didn't feel comfortable hanging it out or whatever. But, like, you know, we tried stuff all day long, tried to make it better. And I don't think we ever really made him comfortable no matter what we did. So I think we got a little bit of work to do chassis-wise to get him comfortable. I don't really know. Like, Colorado was easy and he ran up front. Martin was behind him and he just rode great. And then today... He just wasn't in it.
We talked about your team a little bit last week on one of my dumb shows, and someone pointed out, hey, it's a brand new KX250F this year. And that's a good excuse, except you had a killer Supercross season. But does it matter, or does that fact come into play when it comes to the outdoors at all? I mean, you have had some mechanicals. Riders are still, you know, maybe not doing as well as we thought. Is it not, we don't blame the bike, but do we talk about the new bike at all?
I mean, there was some stuff that we had to learn. Like, I think our last year's bike was, you know, towards the end of its career. Mm-hmm. But, and I think everything was pretty dialed on it. And then the new bike was enough different that everything just didn't carry over. So we started kind of over. But I think, you know, it took us, you know, a few months to get where we thought we were good enough with it, and then I think we were good in Supercross. It looked like we were good outdoors. I want to believe we should be better, you know, like I think we did everything to where they said they were comfortable, they were happy, all that, you know, what they say. But maybe we got a little bit more work to do. I'm not blaming the bike. I think it's just, I think I look at a lot of it like all the guys go fast. And then the lap times are all similar. Like, even the first moto where Austin was fourth, mm-hmm. you know, he ran 206s, 206s, 206s when he was in fourth, same as the top three guys. And then he made a pretty big mistake in the back, almost crashed. And then he fell off that gap. And he said the track changed and he didn't know where, like, he thought the great line was. And then all of a sudden he started running 208s. So it's a matter of believing and just hanging it out, you know. Like I see Osborne and I see Jeremy Martin, and if they get a bad start, they still are capable of going through the pack and working up. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to be able to do. Like, and we say a bad start nowadays, like if you're sixth or eighth, that's a bad start.
Yeah.
So like you need to be in that top two or three in order to be in that zone or that pace. And then that allows you to kind of get rolling where you've got everything dialed, and then you can keep going.
Hill hasn't had a very good outdoors, qualified well today, and that second, first moto, of course, he goes down, kind of continues the terrible outdoors, but that second moto was something to build on, right?
Yeah, actually, he was, I think he was, well, he was third, and then he was fourth or something like that, I don't know. He was right there. He was in fourth. He rode good, and then Osborne caught up to him, and then basically where he was, his lap times kind of came down, and they stayed consistent. And then all of a sudden he made a big mistake and the same thing happened. Like Osborne got by, then Ferrandis got by, then his lap time slipped, and then only at the very end did he pick him back up. Right. You know, like it's they're sending it. The class is really deep right now, and everybody is going fast. And like Alex is fast. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you put what's his name? 45.
Mitchell Harrison. Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's like right up front and he's running it. And then, but then towards the end it kind of came apart a little bit, but man, that was a good ride for that kid too.
Anything you can tell us on Savatgy and AC's contracts for next year? You're going to keep them? You're going to let them go? AC going to retire? Go to the GPs or anything?
No, we want to keep both of them, and then we're good. We're going to probably...
Give me a percent, if you can, on keeping them.
My percent?
Yeah.
I want 100%.
No, but how close you are to it?
We're really close. Yeah, we're good. I think you'll
80?
I think you'll see both of them there next year. And then we got one spot, and that depends whether Hill wants to ride a 450 or if he wants to ride a 250, then he'll stay here.
Right. And AC not going to be a professional spinner?
Nobody's good at it.
Yeah.
But he needs to do more starts, less spinning.
Right. All right, Mitch, thank you.
All right, thanks.